Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm using the term we're because, yes, it is another show where I'm bringing some of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members on the air with me. And the reason I do this is so that you can learn from them. I want you to understand that these individuals made a decision in their life. They got tired of what they were doing. They got tired of the results that they were achieving. They got tired of the fact that they weren't getting to where they expected to be in life, and really got tired of the fact it just seemed like it was going to be a 30, 40, 50-year grind to get to the end of the race. And as a result of that, they made an informed decision to join Lifestyles Unlimited. They came to us specifically to learn how to build a real estate investing business. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach our members how to do this correctly, whether it's single family, whether it's multifamily. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We will teach you the right approach to doing this, and then you customize what you're doing based on your individual goals and objectives. So what that means is there is one common roadmap that all of us follow, but that roadmap has many, many, many different ways to get you from point A to point B. And on today's show, I'm going to have Matthew with me for the first three segments, and we're going to talk about his journey away from corporate America. We're going to talk about how he endured a layoff that was not as difficult as it should have been because he had done something differently in his life than involved with real estate investing. And we're going to find out that Matthew's just a guy like you and me. He's a guy trying to get through life as successfully as he can. So with no further ado, let me bring Matthew onto the show. Matthew, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well today.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm super pumped to have you on the show because there's a lot of people that ask me questions about taking that single family route, and I can think of nobody better that I know to explain how that works than you. You up for it?
Okay.
All right, let's do it, man. So let's get to know you a little bit. I know you reasonably well. I've known you since, well, heck, the day I joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2017. I keep running into you at the Lifestyles Unlimited offices. We chat and stuff. And I think the last time I talked to you, you were about ready to make a killing on a property, were you not?
Yeah. Yes. Short answer is yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that killing, but I want people to know who you are. Give us a little bit of your background. What are you doing for a career, or what did you do for a career if you wrecked it? And why real estate investing?
Sure. So I know it's a little far to go back, but my story kind of starts in 2006 when I graduated from college, SIUE in Elbertsville. I was employed. I had gone through, work hard, get good grades, so you can go to college and get a good job, right? And in 2006, that was leading up, to the Great Recession, and it was pretty difficult to find a job after graduating. But in 2008, I finally did get a position with Boeing in St. Louis, and that's where I'm from. It's family, parents, grandparents, all from Granite City, Illinois area, which is just outside of St. Louis. And we were doing an inspection program for the KC-135, the KC-10, and the C-17 program.
Those are my favorite aircrafts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So we would write the code up in St. Louis, and then every so often we would travel to San Antonio where they were actually doing the inspection on the aircraft. And in 2011, my bosses in St. Louis at the time told me that, if I am going to continue with the company, I need to begin thinking about relocating to San Antonio. And so there was a position where we did a lot of traveling. We did 3 weeks in San Antonio, 1 week in St. Louis, and we did that for about 6-ish months. And it was pretty difficult on our marriage, and the kids were in diapers, and my wife was driving back and forth, and we put an ungodly number of miles on the car. And so I remember telling my boss at the time, I was like, look, it's either got to be San Antonio or it's got to be St. Louis, but it can't be both. In July of 2012, we bought a house in San Antonio. So completely uprooted, didn't know anybody, like left all our support groups. And San Antonio is a great place to live and be and work and everything. So it's not like we were, moving to some backwater town or anything like that. But it was a new place for us, right? And so I want to say it was like 6 months after we closed on our house, they had a site-wide announcement that the KC-135 program was going to be moving to Tinker Air Force Base. And with that, half the site was going to be let go. And, I still had the C-17 program that at the time we were doing inspections for, but that cut back on a lot of my work. And leading up to January of 2013, the writing was kind of on the wall that there wasn't going to be much C-17 work left for us. And in March, we were hardly doing anything. And so I said, well, I'm going to get out of here while the getting's good.
And, yeah, man, I'm tracking with you, because everything I just heard you say was you were forced into a geographical bachelor situation. The company only cared about your productivity, didn't care about your life, didn't care about your family. You're being ripped apart at the seams because you're trying to do a job. And there's definitely a better way. When we come back, Matt's going to explain to you exactly what he did. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, as we were going to break, Matthew was telling us about what was going on in his world. He had done everything he was supposed to do. He went to college. He graduated from college. Unfortunately, it took him a while to land a really good job in corporate America, because apparently, Matt, those things just aren't laying around waiting for you to come, like, graduate and just take a top-paying job, right? You actually have to get out there and you have to beat your head against the wall to try and get in the doors of an organization like Boeing, do you not?
Absolutely.
There's no magic formula out there, but you and I, now let's be very clear, you're a lot younger than I am. I am a lot older than you are. But you and I, we got the same message, did we not? Go to school, get good grades, get out of college, get into the workforce, work, get a big bag of money, live off of it. Hopefully you don't die, or hopefully you do die before the money runs out. Right. Okay. So you and I got this. You and I got the same briefing. I was on the West Coast, 20 years ahead of you. You were in the Midwest, 20 years behind me. You got the same stupid briefing, didn't you?
You know what was funny was that was something that my parents had always preached, and I forget specifically where in the 2 day it was, but that very same phrase came up, and like everybody in the room was repeating it. I was like, what? Like, it wasn't just me that heard that, you know?
Well, and I can imagine. Okay, so I know a little bit about Boeing because I spent 27 years in the military. Now I was in the Army side, so I didn't get to play with those planes that you were working on primarily, but I got to get on those planes from time to time. So I'm familiar with them, and I know that when the military made a decision to move away from the KC-135 and they went to the new fueling platform, that must have sent a shockwave right through Boeing, because all of a sudden now you've got a major air platform that is no longer going to be supported. A government contract is going gone. And now you and how many other people were potentially affected by that?
Yeah, like I said, it was roughly half the site.
Yeah, I mean, and you didn't do anything wrong, right?
That was thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Did you survive?
Yes.
Okay, so you were the half that got to stay then.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and it was just because we were also doing inspections for the C-17 at the time.
Okay. Yeah, that C-17 is not going to go away anytime in the future, trust me.
Yeah, no.
Very important.
It's a workhorse of a plane.
Oh, my goodness. And we could talk about some of the neat flights that I've had in there going in and out of Afghanistan and those things. Those pilots think they're actually fighter pilots, but that's a different story. All right. So you survive a massive layoff at Boeing, but you, yep, you absolutely now understand that you are vulnerable, right?
Absolutely. And like I said, this was 3 years prior to Lifestyles, right?
Yeah.
So this was March of 2013. And, you know, like I said, the writing's on the wall here. You know, the half the site's getting laid off. They're ramping down the work for the C-17 program. So I'm thinking I'm going to get out of here while the getting's good. And, you know, I had just bought a house like a year ago, and I know nobody would have said it, but if I had sold my house and gone back to Granite City and tried to pick up work in St. Louis, it would have been this air of, well, you just couldn't hack it. It was too much for you. And, you know, I know nobody would have said that, but
you would have thought it, right? You would have perceived other people thought it about you. So your ego is getting damaged.
I would have never been able to live with myself if I had done that. So, looked around and, was able to be picked up for a contract position at USAA. Now, I'll fast forward to November of 2014 because I guess that contracting company was on the outs with USAA because November, they rolled all of this up and said USAA is not renewing the contract to go into 2015. And by the way, we're pulling out of San Antonio. If you want to stay with us, you need to come to California.
Oh, don't go. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. 18 months, you know, here I am, you know, bought a house, and for the second time, we're getting laid off again.
So much for financial stability and all those other things that are supposed to be dialed into your job, right?
Yeah, no, you're on your own, man.
Yeah. So what was next? So that contract dies, then you found another organization that was able to use your services. And what happened there?
Yeah, so picked up contracting again in January 2015, and in September 2015, I converted to an employee at the Capital Group. Now, it was in August 2016. I had a coworker and I had a disagreement about something that we were working on at the time. And, you know, it's really not important specifically what it was, but it triggered a realization that, you know, here it is now 2016, 10 years after graduation. And, you know, I'm not the kind of guy to give up on something, but geez, if the last 10 years were any indication of what the next 30 are going to be like, Like something needs to change.
So right? What did you do?
Well, I had another coworker that was coming to these lifestyles events, and you know Mike Tucker?
Yeah, I know Mike.
Yeah. Okay, so he had just bought a fourplex at the time, and he was living in one unit, renting the other three out, and I think he was pulling like $800 a door on his fourplex. And so we'd sit down at lunch, and every month he'd come in, or every day he'd sit down, I'm getting $800 a door on my fourplex, and it covers my mortgage, and it's like another $400 a month in my pocket, and I don't do anything. I just collect rent all day long. You know, and just every day, no. In my ear about this, I was thinking, okay, well, he's a smart guy. There's got to be something to this. So came to a free seminar, came and did the 2-day, and that's when it all clicked. Like, okay, I understand the concept, right? You're getting a mortgage. You're collecting a little bit more than the mortgage every month, and whatever the delta is, you put in your pocket. But what are the mechanics of it, right? How do I find the right house? How do I lease it out? What lease do I use? What happens if there's a problem with the tenant, right? All of those things I learned in the 2-day, and that's what made it click for me. And so, was it October of 2016? We bought our first rent house just like a month or two after joining, and we started putting $450 a month profit in our pocket. So fast forward to July of 2018, we had a layoff from Capital Group, and I know we're getting close to a break here, so do you want to...
No, it's totally fine. I mean, I'm noticing a trend here. You're busting your butt for employers, and they're bailing on you. Yeah, I'd be frustrated, too. When we come back from the break, Matthew's going to tell you what the solution was. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so if you haven't picked up on it yet, Matthew has been describing exactly what happens to everybody out there in the workforce. Just about everybody. Let me break it down for you. He went to school, got the degree, and then competed to find a job. Took him a while to get a good one. I mean, apparently you just don't roll out of college right into a job. That is a fallacy. Sometimes you actually have to be competitive. Sometimes the job that you want, there's only one job and there's maybe 40 people trying to get that job. So that was the operating environment that Matthew found himself in. Now, Matthew is a very talented man. When you get to know him, when you come to Expo in 2 weeks and you get to meet Matthew, you're going to realize that this guy's got a lot going for him. But at that time in his life, he was a pawn on the chessboard of life. And the corporation that he was working for was moving him around the chessboard as they saw fit. They didn't care what his needs were. They didn't care whether or not his wife was spending literally 75% of her time by herself because her husband is deployed elsewhere for 3 weeks. And then when he, now trust me, Matt, I know I'm going to say something. I think you're going to resonate with this. So when you came home after 3 weeks being gone and you tried to integrate back in the household, your wife was probably a little hesitant because she's got the battle rhythm going, right? And now all of a sudden you show up and you screw everything up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were kind of like in the military. You just weren't wearing the suit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very true.
You beat your head against the wall. And how does the corporation reward you? Well, they don't lay you off, but they lay off the other half of your division. So you're seeing the writing on the wall. So you jump, you go to another entity. Seems like it's a good deal, but they're contracted labor. So because they couldn't fulfill the contract going into the next period, you got laid off again. And then you went to another organization and working hard for them. And what did they do to you, Matthew?
Well, so I was there for, I want to say, 3 years. Because, let's see, we joined, I started in January of 2015, and it was July of 2018. Was laid off, along with 40 other people.
So what was different about this layoff? I mean, what had you done in your life that maybe made this layoff just a little bit easier to deal with?
Well, I had bought three rent houses, or I had three rent houses under my belt at that time, and so this time around, I'm still getting thrown to the wolves here, but I've got $1,100 in cash flow coming in now, and so. You know, the third time, I could have been in a really bad place. I mean, had I not had those houses, I can't say with a lot of confidence that I would still be in IT after having three layoffs in that short of a time. But that gave me the strength and the resolve to kind of keep going. And
your real estate assets didn't lay you off, did they? They didn't say, we're done with you, Matthew. You just kept doing what they're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely. Well, like I said, it was July 15 of 2018. What really made it nice was August 1st, all the rent checks came in. And, you know, I paid the mortgages and everything. And like I said, $1,100 was left over. And, man, that was, you know, I don't know how to describe the kind of, the calmness that brings to you whenever, everything else is getting turned upside down. But yeah, that was a.
It's the one thing besides your family that was going right when everything else was going wrong.
Correct.
Yeah. So you did eventually find another position, correct?
I did. It was shortly after that. I began working for Security Service, and Security Service is a great place to work. It's the culture's different, and they have a lot of forward-thinking things, and in addition to being like a great place to bank and everything. But that's
gotta get that shameless plug in, right?
it's not like I'm doing a plug here for them, but no, for real, yeah, it's a really good place to be.
There's something that is going on in your life right now. Now you're still working and you still own real estate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
But so, in the middle of the pandemic, something very important happened, did it not?
Oh yeah. Okay. So I had five rent houses leading up to the pandemic, and it was March of 2020. I think that everybody got sent home, right? When it quote unquote officially started, right?
Yep.
And so I bought a rent house not 2 weeks after that. And I remember having a discussion with my lender that everybody was worried, are you still employed? And yeah, I'm still employed. You know, is all the rent coming in? Yeah, the rent's still coming in. So I qualified for the loan. We got the rent house, did some minor fix up to it, put a tenant in the middle of, when the world's getting turned upside down here. And on June 1st, My wife and I had cut back on our expenses to about $2,000 a month, and I collected rent on all six houses. And after I paid all the expenses and everything, we had $2,100 left over. And I was thinking, holy cow, we just retired ourselves according to the Lifestyles model.
Man, you know what? If I had like a sound effect machine, I would be playing like the Star Spangled Banner and fireworks sounds and all these other things going off in the background. Because at that point right there, you just described to everybody listening to us that you regained control of your life again. On that day in June of 2020, you regained control of your life, something that you gave up when you accepted that job in what, 2008 with Boeing? That's pretty cool, dude. And how long did it take you? 4 years? 4 years, right?
Yeah, it was 4 years.
Okay, and how many 40-hour weeks did you put into your real estate investing? I mean, in order to do this, you must have had been doing like the equivalent of a second job, right?
Oh, yeah. I was working until 3 o'clock in the morning every night. And
Liar!
No, for real. It was... I want to say it was just a couple hours every week. You know, I mean, I would have to meet with my contractors or call my contractors, but you know, those are 15, 20 minute calls with the contractors. I got to write checks to get everybody paid and everything. You know, again, 20, 30 minutes to get those out. From time to time, I'll go over there and check on the progress of the house. And that might take an hour or two out of my day. This wasn't a second job. Now, did it occupy a lot of mental space? Yeah, absolutely. But you know, if you look at the clock on the wall and count up the hours, I want to say I had maybe like 3 or 4 hours a week into these while they were under construction or while we were rehabbing them and showing it. And once I put the tenant in, I mean, it was like 3 or 4 hours a month, if that.
And really most of that is just doing the bookkeeping because you self-manage all your properties, do you not?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, Matthew just explained to you that by changing the trajectory of his life, by doing something that he determined was effective, he could get to a place of retirement, and he did it in 4 years. Matthew, I want to thank you for being on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Expo. When we come back from the break, we're going to bring on Gerard. He's going to tell you about multifamily. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to switch it up here because now we're going to talk about the multifamily space. Now, we were just speaking with Matthew and we got his take on, well, really, what his life was in corporate America. I mean, I think you needed to hear that because you're probably going through the same type of thing. And I think it's important for you to understand that you're not alone. I think it's also important for you to understand you can break the trajectory of your life. You absolutely can. And we will absolutely help you do that. As a matter of fact, the gentleman I'm going to bring on now, Gerard, you've heard him on the show before. I've known Gerard for quite a while. We joined Lifestyles Unlimited about the same time, and we actually went into a multifamily deal together, and we got to know each other a little bit, and we've had conversations offline. And Gerard is one of these guys that was doing the same thing Matthew was doing. He realized that the trajectory of his life was not getting him to where he was trying to get to. Something was flawed, and he went to work fixing it. He realized that in order to fix it, membership in Lifestyles Unlimited was necessary because with that membership, he was dialed in to education that nobody else was providing him. And it allowed him to pinpoint with precision accuracy his investing strategy. Now, one of the things that Gerard was exposed to a couple of years ago was a class that we provide at our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It was a class on triple-digit returns, and that was right up Gerard's alley because that was one of his investing goals, was to obtain triple-digit returns. Now, he sat in that class, he paid attention, and 2 years later, in 2 weeks, he's actually going to be the guy presenting that class because he got the results that he was looking for, and he can give all the credit back to the education that he got 2 years ago. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to bring Gerard on, and we're going to have Gerard explain to you the information that he's going to kind of explain to you in more detail at the expo. Gerard, welcome back to the show. It's so good to have you back. And man, I am super excited to hear about how you got those triple digit returns.
Hey, Al. Thanks for having me on the show today. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. So let's get into it, man. Triple digit returns, is that a real thing with real estate investing?
It's true. You know, I'm a regular guy, and I was able to produce outstanding results through the education that Lifestyles was able to provide and through that triple digit case study that I attended at Expo a few years ago. The deal that I will be presenting was my first IRO deal that I purchased in 2018. It was a 16-unit apartment complex in a small town in Asheboro, North Carolina, tertiary market. Undervalued rents at the time of $480 a door. Market rents were about $530. And in 3.5 years, I was able to increase those rents 53% to $735 a unit. It did require a capital budget to make those improvements in terms of deferred maintenance and interior rehab. But the beauty of multifamily is that you can force appreciation. And so as the income went up and as we've been seeing cap rates compressing, the value increased astronomically. And I sold the property in November 2021 for 3 times the purchase price, $1.5 million.
Now, you used the term IRO. What does that mean?
IRO is an independent rental owner. So, Al, I bought this deal on my own with no partners. I used my own capital, my own risk, and my own time. So I receive 100% of the profits, usually a monthly distribution. I did have third-party management at the property, and they would send me the monthly distribution. So I received 100% of that because I'm the only investor in the deal.
I think it's just amazing because I remember you and I having a conversation way back in the day when you were looking at this property, and you were right on the precipice of making the offer. And I was kind of sitting in the background going, I don't know anything about Asheboro, North Carolina, so I couldn't give you any advice. But some of the questions I did ask you, it became very clear to me that you thoroughly understood that market. Did you not?
Yes, I did. I knew that it's a very small population, but that most of the folks living there were traveling to markets in the triad of North Carolina, places like Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and High Point for employment. They were living in Asheboro because they were seeing rents $500 to $600 a door lower than those secondary markets, you know, where they could maybe commute 5 or 10 minutes to work. So they were trading in, you know, lower rents and higher commute times. And I was able to take advantage of that opportunity and grow those rents over the 3.5 year ownership period.
And I tell you knocked this one out of the park. I would classify this asset as a home run. How about you?
You know, it was my first asset that I purchased as an IRO, and I would consider it almost a grand slam. I can't say every property I purchase will be like this, and this is a value play. You know, right now I currently own a yield play, and I likely will not return, 300%+ return. But this was incredible for the first one, and I can't wait to get back and share the story and share the financials on the property. Because I'm just a regular guy. I was just tired of living, you know, a mediocre life and not producing greater results by trading my time in corporate America. And I walked away from corporate America at 39 years of age. I left New York City with a place of a low quality of life and a very high cost of living and traded that in for Cary, North Carolina, where it's completely opposite. great quality of life, low cost of living. And I burned the bridges. I left that old corporate lifestyle behind and found lifestyles and was really excited because I had the time to meet people, to get educated, and to start deploying capital that I saved my entire working career.
How long did it take you to wreck that corporate career?
Well, I worked in corporate America for 17 years, and when I left New York, I think I maybe had one interview in North Carolina, and I was just 100% ready to step on the accelerator and start investing. And it took about just over maybe a year and a half to withdraw all of my retirement capital and start deploying that into single-family deals, passive deals in multifamily, and then this IRO deal. Yeah, I went on an investing spree. I had a great time doing it.
Yeah, you know, you just made the hair on the back of our listeners' neck stand up when you said you tapped into those retirement accounts.
I did. And, you know, I said to myself, I'm not going to wait until age 59 and a half where I could withdraw this capital and not be penalized 10%, which, you know, the IRS is going to take. I looked at this educational model that Lifestyles provides and said, with the tax benefits, with the cash flow, with forcing appreciation, I can more than make that money back from the penalty hit if I get started right away and invest correctly in income-producing real estate.
And you're going to teach other like-minded individuals exactly how you did it at the Expo, are you not?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm super excited. I'll be presenting with J.B. Durham. He's super excited about it. There's going to be a lot of energy in the room. There's going to be a lot of learning. There's going to be a lot of questions and answers. I can't wait to get started.
Oh, man, you got paired up with JB. I mean, I love JB because it's like every time he starts talking to a room, the first thing he says is this: it's a great day to be a real estate investor. Do I have him pegged or what?
Yeah, that's it. He is the apartment professor. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I love JB. What a great guy. And like you, he's got a great heart. Because nobody's putting a gun to your head and making you do this at Expo. Nobody's writing you a check or giving you presenter fees for doing this. You're doing this because you understand the concept of giving back.
Right. And I like to pay it forward as well. You know, I like to be generous with my time. And because I'm passionate about real estate investing, I like to share that with other folks. I'm a lot more passionate about what I do now than I was working in corporate America. And so I like people to see that and understand that. It really comes through, especially as you'll see with the case study for this property.
Now, remind me, Gerard, what did you do in corporate America?
I worked on Wall Street on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for several years. Phone clerk, picking up calls from our institutional trading desk and relaying and forwarding buy-sell orders and market instructions to our brokers, who would then take that information and trade in a crowd with a counterparty. And over time, I watched how the business evolved from paper to paperless, completely electronic, algorithms, trading stocks, and people were really no longer needed. Worked in that space for about 8 years and later hooked up with a company that specialized in electronic trading and creating trading platforms, worked in customer support, trading, and IT for about 8 years. And I wasn't really getting ahead at the pace I was expecting as I was growing older. And you couple that with commuting 3 hours a day from Long Island to New York City, and the numbers just weren't working out. I was living for the weekends, and I was looking for a better way.
And I tell you what, Gerard, you found that better way. And brother, I am so excited for you. I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks. And by the way, if you want tickets to get to the Expo, I will give you free tickets. I'll save you $97 per ticket. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com, and I'll shoot you the link.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.